Dear Ajahn, I have been practicing meditation and learning Dhamma for a few years now. As a result, samadhi is becoming deeper. Rapture, bliss, and the coolness of the mind arise quickly on which. Now the mind has begun to investigate phenomena that arise and change into something else. For example, pain in the knee arises and changes into vibrations. But I hear teachers say, things arise and cease. I don't see the ending. The constant movements of change make the mind dispassionate and tired. And it wants all this to end, but it's not impacting life negatively in any way. Thank you.
So in your training of samadhi, so bring the mind to be firmly established, you've received some results from this already. And there's this rapture, happiness, and a coolness within the heart. And this is very good already. But when these painful feelings arise, so like headaches come up, or there's pain, aches in the body, or some illness arises. If the mindfulness is present, then you're able to contemplate those feelings. And so if the mindfulness is good, the samadhi is good, then we're able to separate the mind out from those feelings and see that the feelings are merely feelings, able to see they're arising, they're staying, and then they're ceasing. But currently you don't see that, but don't worry about it. But contemplate, and to see, to allow the mind to separate out from those feelings. And those feelings arise, you haven't been able to see their ceasing, but still the mind can separate out from them. And seeing the feelings are feelings, the mind is the mind, and there's that separation. And then through that, these feelings will lessen and lessen, and you won't suffer like you had before over them. So carry on training like this until your samadhi and your mindfulness gets better. And then sometimes, perhaps, you will be able to do that. You see that these feelings that they... if the feelings aren't very strong, then you'll be able to separate the mind out from them. Maybe you see they're arising, but you don't see their ceasing. But you can still can understand that this is not me. Or perhaps you'll be able to see them ceasing, 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 and to know that this is not me. You contemplate that these feelings are something which have arisen, and before they hadn't arisen, but now they've come up, and so they'll have to cease at some point. And so you can use this wisdom on the level of thought first, but when true wisdom arises, then the mind will be able to pull out, to separate out from this. You can see that these feelings are just temporary things, that they don't last for long. But through this contemplation, that does use energy of samadhi. And so if that energy is used up, then you need to bring it up anew. And if you don't create that energy anew, then you'll feel tired. So you need to create that energy again. And what this shows is that there's a fight that you're engaged in with the attachments. But at times you need to rest in order to recover. So it's just like when eating, you put food into the body, but then when it uses that energy up, we need to eat some more food to gain more energy. So when we've used up the energy of our samadhi, then we need to create samadhi anew to give more energy. And so endure with this and carry on practicing, and the results that you experience will get better and better.
The next question is from Anush, India, and we have adjusted the question a little bit for an easier translation. Most respected Longpo Anan, I'm concerned that I've turned meditation and mindfulness into a kind of a chore. Instead of bringing calm and peace, it often creates stress, overthinking, and a sense of distraction in daily life. I have a mind that is curious, sincere, and serious, but also impatient, which may be contributing to this problem. Please guide me how I can turn this around. Are there specific meditation objects or methods you would recommend for me in such situations?
So you need to understand that in this training, that if you do it with this great sincerity, then that can often turn into craving. So you need to practice with a sense of letting go. You need to do it with letting go as well. Because if there's excessive sincerity, and there's a lot of attachment as well, that we want peace, and that just makes the mind think even more. It goes overthinking and getting into doubts. And so this is something that all practitioners face. And there can be this overthinking about the methods of the practice, and that can lead to all these doubts, which then leads to increased chaos and agitation, a lot of stress. And then we run out of patience and become tired, weary. So just keep a watch over your own heart and don't be tense around it. It's not that training in mindfulness is for the sake of making us stressed. And really, our bodies move all the time anyway. They're moving about. So we just know that. What is the body doing right now? When there's thinking, then we know that. And then we teach our minds to not attach to that. And teach our minds that this is something not sure, that it's always changing. But don't pressurize yourself to have a lot of mindfulness all the time. When you train in the beginning, if you're impatient for results, that you want to just succeed, then it's not going to be that way. You just have to carry on doing it bit by bit, little by little, steadily practicing. It's like you say that you're impatient, but you need to train to bring up this patience, to be able to wait. It's like for you to become an adult, that took many years. For you to finish your studies, that took many years. So with training in samadhi, if you train and just want to succeed in it today, or in 1 month to be able to succeed in samadhi, it's not going to be like that. So you need to just steady practicing step by step and study and get to know what's going on. And so if there's anger, then don't worry about that. Just know that anger is present. If there's greed, then know that greed is present. If there's a lot of doubting, then know that there is doubting. And you teach yourself that this is not me. Right now, the mind is being conditioned by this. And teach your mind that this is not sure, it's inconstant, these doubts. And just watch it. And really, at the end of it, then all there is just doubts arising, and then staying, and then ceasing. And so I had an experience in this myself before, that I had a lot of doubts. And I would listen to the teachings of my teacher, and I'd be able to follow through with some of them, and some of them I couldn't do. But I carried on training, carried on going. And then in the end, could see that really these doubts, they're not anything. these doubts just come up and then they leave. But then I thought, well, is that all there is to it? You know, just seeing doubts, is that it? Well, what should I do next? And if we get into that, then it just goes on without stopping. And so the mindfulness then was weak. The samadhi wasn't firmly established, and so wisdom hadn't arisen. And so we need to find a way of bringing up spaciousness into the mind, of establishing the mindfulness well, and just knowing this arising, staying, and ceasing. And so just be then aware of what's going on. And perhaps you'll be able to do this sometimes, and you won't be able to do it at other times, but don't get stressed around it. And when you train in mindfulness, do it with a sense of letting go.
What is your suggestion if I notice that during meditation I can observe breath and emotions? However, the element of piti or rapture isn't there. It seems no relaxation than doing the duty of observing. I felt more relaxed seeing beautiful nature, chanting Metta Sutta, and doing yoga.
So in the training of mindfulness and using the observation of the in and out breath, perhaps this rapture isn't coming up. But in that observation, that there may be upekkha, so there may be this equanimity, that the mind is still and peaceful. And so maybe there isn't this rapture there, but the mind, it's not going into liking or disliking. It's in a middle, in an equanimous state, equanimous towards all of the objects of the mind. And so the mind is gathered together. But if you do this and you don't feel relaxed, then you should use this metta, this meditation on loving kindness, to bring about ease, comfort in the mind. And so you can use this then as the object of your mind. It's something which is appropriate for your character. Or like you do yoga and you feel at ease, really having that mindfulness there in the movements, or if you're running or doing some sport, so the body's moving about, or if we're standing, walking, sitting, lying down, that there's mindfulness there as well. And then you feel relaxed, then it's all right to do that. And so just know the movements there in the body. And use this metta bhavana, so the cultivation of the mind through loving kindness, in order to bring your mind to peace and to stillness. So it's not necessary to use the breath as your object of meditation. Whatever it is that brings your mind to peace, then use that method. So, for example, for yourself, using metta bhavana is the object of your meditation, and that's something which is appropriate for you.